on air about water presents from Ethiopia.
How to fight a waterborne disease. A report by George Mzumba of Radio Bridge Overseas. In today's program, we look at the problem of bilharzia, which is common in most parts of Africa, and how the people of Ethiopia have found a way to fight this disease. My mission was to visit a project site at Sampati, which is about 250 kilometers from Addis Ababa. Here at Sampati, there is a big river, and many settlements are located along its banks. The project located at the river is involved in the prevention of bilharzia. People close to rivers and lakes in Africa since ages suffered from this disease, but it affected not only their health, it would weaken their ability to progress their own life and that of their community. This program is about one discovery of African science, which is available at low cost to everyone who thought bilharzia was something to live with and not to fight. What you thought would be unbeatable can be defeated.
Bilharzia is transmitted mainly in streams, ponds and freshwater lakes and even irrigation canals through worms. A person who has bilharzia can spread this disease to other people. This can be done by contaminating the water with the eggs of the worm when they pass urine or feces into water which is used by other people.
The transmission takes place in slow-moving waters or in stagnant water.
Dr. Hailu Biri from the University of Addis Ababa explaining where people normally get the disease. He is part of a team from the University of Addis Ababa working towards the prevention of bilharzia in parts of Ethiopia.
When the eggs enter the water, they spread freely, hatch and release other smaller worms. These smaller worms will look for snails and enter the snails where they will develop more.
In the bodies of the snails, the worms will grow and they will also increase in number. After a couple of weeks, the snails may release hundreds of these worms into the water.
So, if you are careless and come into contact with such infested water, these small worms may enter your body through the skin or through natural openings. Once in the body, they travel along the veins and settle in the liver, intestine or the bladder. There, the worms will cause first swelling and pain, and maybe, even only many years later, a complete failure of important inner parts of your body.
Because of the cost of drug and the magnitude of the problem, we suggest snail and transmission control using ENDOD would be a feasible and a logical approach given our resources.
Along the Sampiti River, they try to prevent the transmission of bilharzia with a clever idea. Since the worms need the snails to survive, they kill the snails. And they found a local solution, a wild plant called ENDOD. Traditionally, Ethiopians used parts of the ENDOD plants to wash the body and to clean their clothes. The power of the ENDOD plant was discovered in the 1960s when Dr. Akililu Lema, an Ethiopian scientist, noticed that wherever ENDOD was put in water which had snails, then the snails would die.
Today, this plant can be grown specifically to kill the snails as well as to clean your clothes. And there are ways to produce the plant and to process it in a large scale.
ENDOD berries will be harvested when they reach to ripe green stage, and the berries are harvested at the early stage, they are not effective to kill the snails. And they are harvested at the very ripe and pinkish color, they are not also effective.
When the berries are dry and clean, they are put in bags and kept in a dry place until they are ready to be used. After this, you can grind them.
The final part of the whole process is the killing of the snails in the water. You soak the powder in water for 16 to 24 hours before putting it in your river, stream or irrigation canal. Dr. Hailu Biri has faith in the farmers of Africa to understand that a healthy body would help them to earn more from their work. And by the way, ENDOD may save you some money. ENDOD generally is a traditional soap, and now when we use it in its modern form, we can still wash our clothes, and the people now know that it can also kill snails. And when you kill snails, you have killed bilharzia.
to myself, what a wonderful world.
Radio Bridge Overseas connected you
on air about water.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.